We present Doctor at Large. Adapted for radio by Ray Cooney from the original novel by Richard Gordon, it stars Richard Briers as Simon Spanner and Jeffrey Sumner as Sir Lancelot Spratt, with this week's special guests, Dan DeNichols as the old lady and Bill Fraser as Mr. Smith. Episode 1, The Deep End.
Come in. Sparrow, Benskin, Evans, come in. Shut the door, you horrible lot.
Shut up! Lovely weather, sir.
Shut up, Sparrow.
Oh, terribly sorry, sir. It's just that we're so jolly pleased to see you after the Holes.
Holes?
Or holidays, Sir Lancelot. Oh,
thank you, Evans.
Well, Holes is a simple abbreviation.
You'll get abbreviated if you don't shut up, Sparrow. Now, gentlemen, I use the word loosely.
I thought he used the word gentleman.
Benskin.
Terribly sorry, sir.
Last term is your final one at St. Swithin's Medical School, and you now stand before me as qualified doctors.
Oh, that was only due to your superb instructions, Sir Lancelot.
Oh, thank you, Evans, thank you.
Oh, don't mention it.
Yes, you're on the threshold of your new careers. I've been studying your applications for the various vacant posts here at St. Swithin's, and I see that both you, Evans, and Sparrow have applied for the appointment of junior casualty house surgeon to the professor of surgery.
Well, that's right, sir. Well, you do have two, don't you, sir? I mean, there's always been two on junior casualty.
You and Sparrow work as a double act, do
you? Well, no, sir. It's just that...
You've fallen in love with each other?
Oh, yes, sir. No, sir. No, we both just fancy...
Fancy what?
The idea of working with you, sir.
You're damn liar. Why have you put in for junior house surgeon, Sparrow?
Why, sir? Well, sir, because I want to specialise. I want to become a surgeon.
God, help us all.
Well, quite frankly, sir, I feel I've got the makings of a first-class one.
I couldn't agree more. First-class what?
Surgeon, sir. I did extremely well in first year zoology, sir, cutting up the jolly old dogfish and the jolly old frog.
Now you don't shut your jolly old trap, are you? And you, Evans.
Sir?
I suppose you also feel you have the makings of a first-class one.
Oh, definitely, Sir Lancelot, but that's only due, of course, to your excellent instruction.
Sure.
And ever-friendly guidance.
All right. Now then, let me see. Very well, the pair of you are appointed. Report to casualty.
Great, good old chap.
Oh, Simon Boyle.
Put him down, Evans, put him down. The honeymoon's going to wait.
Oh, sorry, sir.
Now, Benskin, I see that you've applied to be Mr. Frost's junior.
Yes, sir.
Obstetrics, eh? Would you say maternity was your line, Benskin?
You've got to be joking, sir.
Sparrow. Well, Benskin?
Well, yeah, I think so, yes, sir. I fancy it. But no, I mean, when I'd like to get some maternity benefit.
There's a some guy. Stand up and report to Mr. Frost at 10 o'clock.
Yes, sir. Simon, how's it going?
Oh, hello, Tony. I'm absolutely fed up. Fed up and wet.
You would go in for surgery, old lad.
What's this lot got to do with surgery?
Well, I don't know. Quite a pleasant little place for a casualty room. Bit chilly.
Chilly? I feel like Scott of the Antarctic.
You know, I don't think your get-up will actually inspire confidence in the patients.
Me?
Wellington boots, duffel coat, and a balaclava.
No. I'm freezing. Wretched place.
It's got what they call old world charm.
Yeah, looks like a cross between a public laboratory and an air raid shelter.
But it's hard luck, I must say. So you don't think you're cut out for surgery?
Cut out for
surgery. I say, did I tell you the one, you know, the one about the surgeon who had his girlfriend in stitches?
No.
Well, that's it.
What is?
Oh, maybe you shouldn't have gone in for surgery after all.
Surgery? I'm nothing more than a pen pusher, a form filler in her.
Oh, I've never seen so many forms.
I know. I can't pass a patient on until the correct ones are filled in.
Well, you must be getting pretty good at diagnosing, then.
Not really. The porter diagnoses all the difficult ones.
Yeah. Well, don't be that downhearted. At least you're working with Taffy. Where is he?
Don't talk to me about that nasty little Welsh leek.
Well, aye, aye.
He has changed.
Has he? You better send him to me at maternity.
I wouldn't have believed it of him.
Oh, poor old Taffy. What's he done?
He pinches patients.
Pinches patients?
Yes. He's a patient pincher. In his lunch break, he wanders around stopping people in the street with promising warts and boils.
What does he do that for?
He gives them his card and tells them to ask for him personally at St. Swithin's casualty.
I see.
It's not fair, is it? touting for business.
Look, if you're so upset about it, why don't you pop out and collect a few duty boils?
Because it's not considered etiquette. Come in.
Excuse me, young man.
Oh, can I help you?
Yeah, I was told to come here for the porter.
Yes.
You casualty?
Yes, miss.
Good. But I've seen my own personal physician in casualty, Dr. Evans.
Dr. Evans.
Lovely lad. We got chatting in that cafe across the road over a cup of tea. I told him about my boil.
Charming.
Madam, I'm on duty at the moment.
That's all right. I don't mind waiting.
You needn't wait. I'll attend to you right away.
No, I'd rather not. Dr. Evans explained you'd only just passed out.
How kind of him. Well, as this is Dr. Evans' lunch break, I'll see to him.
But Dr. Evans...
Now, sit down. Sit down, please. That's it. Thank you. Now, what's the trouble? A boil, you say?
That's right.
Now, right. Where is it?
I'm sitting on it.
I beg your pardon.
It's on a...
Yeah, I see what you mean. Well, you'd better stand up then, haven't you? Go behind that screen.
What, go away for Dr. Evans?
But because I say you can't. Now, behind that screen, get your underclothes off.
Eh?
You heard.
It's quite all right, Mrs.
Mrs. Muir.
Yeah, well, it's quite all right, Mrs. Muir. You see, I'll be a witness.
This? Witness to what?
Look, just get the things off, will you?
Dr. Sparrow has had a very busy day, Mrs. Muir. I promise you he's a very able doctor.
Who are you, then? You look about as able as he does.
Take your knickers off.
I want to know who he is, if he's going to hang about witnessing my backside.
This is Dr. Bensky.
Never heard of him.
I'm in maternity.
I'm going home.
Come back! Come back! I'll get behind that screen.
All right. Crippin.
You see, Tony, that's the sort of thing I have to put up with all the time.
Here, this screen's got holes in it.
It doesn't matter.
Not peeking, are you?
Can't take our eyes off you. Come on, hurry up. Get on with it.
All right. Got them all.
Oh.
I'm ready.
Right.
Still think I should wake Dr. Evans?
Look, never mind about Dr. Evans. Look, just lie on the table, face down.
Oh, it's not right when I come here in my own free will.
Now, I'll just lift your dress up.
Oh, God, your hands are cold.
Look, madam, if you could just stop talking for a minute while I examine your boil.
She's got a bit of a cheek, hasn't she?
Nothing, nothing.
You're just having a consultation.
That's it.
The soda melts and the thoughts plain for anyone to see.
It certainly is. Pass me the knife, will you, Tony?
Thanks, Tony Boyle. Hi, Simon.
Here, that's my separating boil.
Oh, hello, Dr. Evans.
Well, what the hell do you think you're doing, Simon?
Attending to Mrs. Muir's for uncle.
Who's he?
That's your boil.
Mrs. Muir is my patient. I've been looking forward to that boil ever since lunch. There'll be other boils when you're on duty.
Yeah, but not like this. And it's damned unethical to pinch another chap's patients, you know.
And it's damn unethical for a chap to go around the streets of London picking up his own private pharyngulars.
I don't think I like your tone, Simon Boyle.
And I don't very well care if you don't. Now, let me get on. Do Mrs. Muir a permanent injury.
Eh?
Now, give me that knife. No. All right, then I use my oar.
Oh, no, you don't.
I saw her first.
I got a knickers off.
Don't start a fight on my backside.
Stop it, the pair of you.
Get off.
Simon, come down.
My knife's there, sir.
My knife.
Oh, heavens. What the hell do you think you're doing, Sparrow?
I'm boiling her laugh a lot. laughing her boil a lot. Sir Lancelot.
Get off her, you twit.
Here, are you in charge of this lot?
Yes, madam.
Yeah, well, you'll be hearing more of this, you will. That's the sort of stuff you teach them, is it? This Welsh one procures them. This Sparrow does the job, and that horrible one stands there watching. Give me my knickers, I'm all.
How long have you been qualified, Sparrow?
About 3 weeks, sir.
Well done, Sparrow. Qualified and struck off within a month.
It was a simple misunderstanding.
I'm glad it wasn't a complicated one. Do you usually lance a boil by jumping on a patient's posterior?
Not usually, no, sir.
You want to become a surgeon, do you?
I'm trying, sir.
You certainly are, very. And I'm surprised at you, Evans.
Oh, I'm most terribly sorry, sir.
You've been showing signs of progress, too.
Oh, thank you, sir. Very kind, sir. I just don't know what came over Sparrow, sir. He seemed to go berserk. I was simply trying to save the patient further suffering.
Yes. And you, Ben Skin, I can't say I'm surprised at anything you do.
Thank you very much, sir. That's very kind.
Anyway, you're not supposed to be here at all. You're junior at the Pudding Club, aren't you?
Yes, that's right. Yes,
well, get up there then. See if anyone's coming on the boil.
all's fair in love and war, Tony.
Well, I've never seen poor old Simon look so miserable.
But he's just not cut out for surgery, you see. You've got to have a single-minded approach to it. You've got to be ruthless, see. Oh, come in.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Oh, good evening, sir. Why, you recognize you, don't I?
Yes, Smith. Harold Smith.
Oh, yes, Mr. Smith. I've seen you before.
Indeed, indeed, and I want you to see me again.
Have you got your card from the porter?
Not yet.
Well, collect it, will you, please, and then report back.
Certainly, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
What's up, Tap?
Oh, that Mr. Smith character.
Well, what about him?
Well, he's slightly around the twist.
Is he? Well, he didn't look it.
Oh, I know, perfectly harmless, but he's a hypochondriac to end all hypochondriacs. He imagines he's got a lot wrong with him. Well, he's quite well known in casualty. He's got a sort of stomach mania.
Stomach mania?
Yes, he thinks he's got all the tummy diseases going.
But you mean that there's nothing really wrong with him?
No, fit as a fiddle. I had one encounter with him already. Came in saying he wanted me to operate for an appendicitis.
And did you?
Of course not, we never do. It's all in his mind. But he's in every other week asking for some sort of operation.
Blimey.
Oh, I wonder what it is this time. He's had everything from ulcers to pregnancy.
Well, I'd give him a cesarean and tell him to shut up, then.
But then it'd be flimsy.
Well, and why does everyone here put up with him?
Well, apparently he's stinking rich and makes very generous donations to the hospital every so often.
Ah.
That's a bit of a bind, though.
Oh,
good. Come and sit down, please. Now then, what seems to be the trouble, Mr. Smith?
I need an operation.
Ah, yes, of course.
A serious operation.
Sorry, I'll see you in the pub, Tash.
Oh, hang on, Tony. I'm off duty in 5 minutes.
No, I've got a dash. You see you over there. Good night, sir.
Good night.
Well, now, Mr. Smith, if you'll just start from the beginning. Full name and address, please.
Certainly. Mr. Harold Smith, 25D Hornsey Lane, News, London, North Fire.
North Fire, thank you very much.
Good evening, Governor.
Oh, hello, Simon.
I'm a bit early. Oh, good evening, sir.
Good evening. Doctor, is it?
Yes. I'll just grab a cup of coffee, Taff.
Oh, hang on a second, Simon. Don't you know Mr. Smith?
No.
Oh, don't you really? Well, Mr. Smith, Dr. Sparrow.
How do you do?
How do you do? You excuse me, I'll just...
No, don't go, Boyle. Look, I'm just about you off. Why don't you take over, Mr. Smith?
Aren't you in the middle of a diagnosis?
Well, no, I haven't started, but that's all right.
It's not like you, chap, to hurry off leaving a patient.
Well, Tony's waiting for me over the road, see? Look, you dig in, Boyle. Pains in the stomach could be interesting.
It's very decent of you, Tad.
Well, share and share alike, that's my motto.
Dr. Sparrow will look after you, Mr. Smith.
Most kind.
Well, now, sir, now, let me see. I see Dr. Evans has taken down your particulars. Now, Hornsey Lane Mews, very nice.
Something most congenial.
Yes. Now, what seems to be the trouble?
I want an operation.
I beg your pardon?
I want an operation.
Well, yes, well, let's see if there's anything wrong with you first, eh? Then we'll pass you on to the necessary specialist and he can decide.
I want my operation tonight.
You? Tonight?
I've been having these pains, intermittent abdominal.
Intermittent ab... Oh, yes, I see.
And now they're worse, mostly sub-umbilical.
Umbilical. Oh, yes, a sub meaning under the umbilical, the umbilical, yes.
Here.
Oh, yeah, tummy ache.
If only it was.
You don't appear to be in very much pain, Mr. Smith.
Are we alone, Doctor?
Alone, yes. Well, I think so, yes. Why?
But if you don't arrange for my operation tonight, it could prove disastrous.
Disastrous?
You're Sir Lancelot Spratt's house surgeon, aren't you?
Well, yes, the junior one of two.
Well, it's like this, Doctor. I've had reason to call at St. Swithin's on numerous occasions over the years.
Yes?
Yes, I've had dozens of operations. Oh, dozens of them.
Good God.
But the last one was 6 months ago when Sir Lancelot Spratt operated on me. It was a sort of partial gastrectomy.
Gastrectomy?
Yes. Now, everything was all right.
Steady?
Until a couple of days ago.
What happened then?
The pain. Tonight after supper, I coughed. And I found something hard in my throat.
Something hard?
It was a nut.
A nut?
A nut.
Peanut, walnut?
Metal nuts.
A metal nut?
5 minutes later, I produced a screw.
Where from? Oh, you were coming, I suppose.
And after that, up comes 2 more nuts.
Metal?
Metal. Followed by a bolt and a piece of string.
That's absolutely fantastic.
Do you know what these bits and pieces were from?
No.
A surgical retractor.
A surgical? Well, this is awful. It's appalling. Yes. Catastrophic. Yes. Sir Lancelot has always said that this is the worst disaster that can befall a surgeon. Cut their throats, yes. But leave anything inside them and you're in the Sunday papers in no time. Quartz damages the lot.
It's lovely. It's exciting, isn't it?
Exciting. Do you realize you've got a spring-loaded retractor floating around inside you?
I've got some of it up. Hold on a minute. I think another bit's coming up.
Hold on.
No, it's all right. No, it isn't. It isn't.
Look, we must be calm. We mustn't tell anyone else about this, Mr. Smith. It must be a secret. Sir Lancelot must be informed immediately. This got out. I'll organize the operating theater at once. Now lie down on the couch, Mr. Smith, please.
Thanks, Dr. Smith. I'm so glad I got you tonight.
Sister? Dr. Sparrow. Casualty, yes. Arrange for an emergency operation immediately. Look, I'm afraid I can't tell you what for. Look, please, don't be difficult, sister. Look, no, Sir Lancelot himself will perform the operation. Now, where is he? What? See who? Giselle? Well, he'd have to leave her and get... Oh, Giselle, the ballet. Well, I'd have to go and drag him out. Where's it on? What? You what? Look, I don't care if it is a royal gala. No, nobody else can do it. Look, he's in casualties at the moment, and I want him prepared for an emergency... an abdominal operation.
A laparotomy.
What? Oh, yes, thanks. A laparotomy, yes. No, nobody, no. Just the theatre sister. I'll assist Sir Lancelot, yes. Hello, are you still there? Oh, good. Look, I want the patient on the table in half an hour. And remember, the utmost secrecy. Now, don't move, Miss Smith. I'll be as quick as I can.
I hope you find Sir Lancelot all right.
Don't worry, I will. This is my chance to show him I have got the makings of a first-class one.
Knees. Everybody in the royal box is looking at you.
Hello.
That's what's the meaning of this?
Could you come outside immediately, sir?
No, I couldn't buzz off.
You've got to get to the theatre right away.
I'm in the theatre, you're raving at it.
Hospital. You've got to do a lap or something or other immediately.
I'm watching the ballet. Go away. Crawl off. You're drunk. I'll have your guts for stitches and all.
Please. It's an emergency operation.
There are half a dozen surgeons on duty. Now go away, you intoxicated wretch.
You'll be
fine. It's not me. It's him.
You'd better crawl out with me, sir.
I'm watching the ballet.
I'm only doing this for you. I am trying to save you the Sunday papers.
I don't want the Sunday papers. I want to watch Giselle.
Look, sir, you might have to wait several years if you don't remove what's left of your spring-loaded retractor from Mr. Smith's stomach.
And if you don't remove your... Eh? My retractor, Sunday stomach?
Yes.
Move over, Sparrow. We'll discuss this under the seat.
Right.
Come on, Sparrow, let's have it.
I've got Mr. Smith being prepared for an immediate operation.
Smith? Never heard of him.
You did a gastrectomy on him a short while ago.
Did I? I can't remember. I must have performed dozens of operations on people for Smith.
Anyway, that's beside the point. This one is coughing up your retractor.
I see. Yeah, I suppose it's possible. Left an occasional swab inside. Never anything like a retractor. Yeah, I'd better get back and have a look at him. Must be getting careless. Good retractor's damn expensive.
Come on.
Excuse me, will you? You bow, you fool. Bow the robot.
Not to me, you fool. The wrong box.
Oh, no, this is not a dream.
Morning, Simon. Waiting to see old Fanny Spratt?
Yes.
He summoned Taff and me for 9:30. Taff's in there now.
Yes, sorry to hear about your spot of bother last night. Most unfortunate.
It was ghastly.
Very sad. Some of the staff are still laughing at
me. I'll never forget it until my dying day.
Well, if Fanny has his way, you might forget pretty soon.
But can you picture it? The quiet of the operating theatre. Just the anaesthetist, the sister, Sir Lancelot, and me assisting. I could see me getting in the medical journal. I could see an ever-grateful Sir Lancelot presenting me with a gold watch. And then Mr. Smith was wheeled in. Out to the world with a silly grin on his face. Sir Lancelot turned to me and said, "Pull back the sheet, Sparrow. We'll open up his scar and go in the same way as before." I pulled back the sheet. No scar. I looked, I searched. We both looked. That wretched Mr. Smith had never had an operation in his life. Mind you, from the way Sir Lancelot acted, I thought he was going to operate out of spite.
Yeah, but, you know, Mr. Smith was very lucky.
Not on him, on me.
Oh. Well, he's ready for you, Simon.
Oh, thanks.
Simon.
Yes?
I'm sorry, Boyle.
What for?
Well, I behaved pretty badly, but I didn't mean to end up as disastrously as it did last night.
Oh, that's all right, Tap. I behaved like a complete and utter idiot.
Well, anyway, I told Fanny that I was partly to blame.
Oh, no, you shouldn't have done that.
Look, put it there, Boyle.
Let's shake.
Of course.
Stop behaving like a couple of pansies.
Sorry, sir.
Come on, Sparrow, waiting for you. Kill off Evans and you, Benson.
Right, yes, sir.
Sure, you hang around Sparrow and Evans like a ruddy midwife. Come on in, you horrible Sparrow. Now, what have you got to say for yourself, eh?
Do you think it's too late to take up farming, sir?
Let you loose on those poor defenseless animals?
Yes, yes. Tell the truth, sir, I don't really think I'm cut out to be anything.
Ah, well, unfortunately, the one thing that you're least cut out for is the one thing you've qualified in.
Yes, sir.
I've always said it was a miracle how you passed your finals.
Yes, sir, you have always said that.
Not that there's anything really wrong with your brain.
It's very kind of you to say that, sir.
It is totally unequipped to deal with life.
That's it, sir. That's just it.
Stop agreeing with me, blast you.
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir.
Yes, life, Sparrow. That's what medicine's all about.
Well, I can't agree with that.
Don't argue with me, you insolent boy.
No, sir. Sorry, sir.
It's not medical knowledge you lack, Sparrow. It's knowledge of life. You're gullible, innocent, and... what's the word I'm looking for?
Stupid?
That'll do, yes. Look at that business last night.
I'm most terribly sorry.
You should never have allowed yourself to be taken in by the fella. Why didn't you ask to see his bits and pieces?
I beg your pardon?
That's what I mean. Why didn't you ask him to produce these nuts and bolts he said he'd coughed up?
I didn't think.
Why didn't you examine his stomach?
I didn't think.
Sure, honestly, Sparrow, if you had twice as much sense, you'd still be a half-wit.
You're absolutely right, Sir Lancelot. Why don't I chuck medicine altogether?
Now, that's your other trouble. No guts, no staying power. That's you, Sparrow. Too gullible, no staying power.
Too gullible, no staying power.
But you're loyal, you're honest, and you're dependable.
Am I?
Yes. And if I have you around me for another week, you'll drive me to drink.
Well, I wouldn't want to do that, sir.
So I have devised a scheme whereby your knowledge of life will be increased immeasurably, your guts will be tested daily, your loyalty will be appreciated enormously, and I can get rid of you permanently.
This sounds splendid, sir.
I'm glad you think so. Append your signature to these papers. You're signing on as doctor to the merchant ship SS Lotus.
Very funny, sir. Jolly good. Why aren't you laughing, sir?
You've got 7 days to get your passport sorted out and your jabs.
Jabs? Sir, you couldn't.
I have. Sign there, Sparrow. A round trip to Australia will make a man of you.
Australia?
Yeah, should be a big success with the kangaroos.
But sir, I've never been further out to sea than Canby Island.
Fine.
Honestly, sir, my knowledge of seafaring is based on the serpentine rowing boats and a very small part in the hospital production of Treasure Island.
Fine.
I won't. Now look here, Mr. Christian. Sir Lancelot. I know my rights.
Either you sign, Sparrow, or I shall give you such hell for the remainder of your time here, you'll wish you'd signed on as a boy cadet.
Where do I sign?
That's a stump. There, Sparrow. Oh, the company have attached this as well. Better fill that in while you're at it.
What is it?
Last will and testament. This will make a man of you, Sparrow. Did me...
Were you a ship's doctor, Sir Lancelot?
Yes, did 4 trips just after I qualified. Wonderful stuff. You'll learn more about medicine on board ship than you ever will here. The thing some of those sailors... Yeah, but it's another story, eh? Then, by the time you get back, Sparrow, you'll be a different person.
I can believe that, sir.
You'll be able to go into practice anywhere in the country with confidence.
But I still intend to sit for my fellowship, sir. Become a surgeon.
I wouldn't advise you, Sparrow. Not really the job for a young man who lances boils by jumping on patients' backsides.
Ah, yes, sir, but you know...
would happily perform an abdominal operation on a nutcase.
Well, that...
And I shall remember to my dying day you diagnosing a boiled sweet stuffed of a little boy's nose as a gangrenous carbuncle.
Well, those things could happen to anyone, sir.
Not to anyone, Sparrow.
Oh, well, sir. Worst things happen to sea. What am I saying?
Good day, Sparrow. Oh, don't forget to say goodbye before I leave.
How do you go, Simon?
Oh, Tony.
Are you all right, old lad?
No, I feel seasick.
You don't look too good. You weren't sacked, were you?
No, Shanghai. Come on, splice the main brace. I need a double run, at least.
A double run? Sorry.
In that episode of Doctor at Large, written by Ray Cooney, the parts were played as follows. Simon Speller, Richard Breyer, Sir Lancelot Spratt, Geoffrey Sumner, Tony Benskin, Ray Cooney, Taffy Evans, Edward Cass, the old lady, Dandy Nichols, Mr. Smith, Bill Fraser. Doctor at Large was adapted from the original novel by Richard Gordon and produced by David Hatch.